Is there anybody here this morning that was not with us yesterday?
参加他的课的，举下手。
A few.
我来简单总结一下昨天讲的。
Very little.
但只是只提重要的。
Sri Brahmasamhita is one chapter of 100 chapters of a larger book.
是 Brahma Samhita 它由100个章节组成，但是我们重点学的是其中的一章。
According to Jiva Goswami, it's chapter 5.
那么根据 Jiva Goswami, 这章是第五章。
The other 99 chapters are unknown where they are, they're lost.
我们已经不知道其他的99章去哪里了。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found this particular volume.
那么这一章是由主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 发现的。
When traveling in South India,
他在南印度旅行的时候发现的。
At the Adikeshva Temple, way far south in India.
Adikeshva,
这是在南印度一个 Adikeshva 的庙宇。
Yeah, Adikeshva.
Adikeshva.
He was given a copy of Sri Brahma Samhita.
他得到这 Brahma Samhita 的一个复印版。
He had someone by hand make a copy.
而且他请人书写了抄写了一份。
He brought it back to Jagannath Puri at the end of his travels.
在这个旅行结束的时候，他把这个抄的这个版本带到了 Jagannath Puri.
And gradually, all of his associates were given copies also because of its importance.
过不了多久呢，所有的奉献者都人手一本，因为这是一个非常重要的书籍。
It's a summary of the same message of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
它是整部国家瓦坛要点的一个综述。
When you put Srimad Bhagavatam on your shelf, it's pretty big, right?
我们把圣典国家瓦坛都放到书架上的话，我们可以看到它是是很多很多的很多的书。
This is 62 verses, a little skinny book.
这本书呢，它非常的短小精悍。
But it's the same weight as the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
可是它的分量和整部国家瓦坛是一样的。
Try to lift the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, it's heavy.
如果我们要把整部国家瓦坛要带起来的话，它非常的沉重。
What to speak of the subject matter within Srimad Bhagavatam?
那就更不要说圣典国家瓦坛中谈到的题旨了。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is specifically describing the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna.
因为圣典国家瓦坛是关于至尊人格首神 Krishna 的细节的描述。
And so is Brahma Samhita.
Brahma Samhita 也是这样。
So.Jiva Goswami made a commentary in Sanskrit on all of the verses of Sri Brahma Samhita.
圣 Jiva Goswami 他对 Sri Brahma Samhita 的整部每一个诗节都做了详细的评注。
And many of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they studied his Sanskrit translation or a commentary.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的他的所有的门徒都阅读了他的梵文的评注。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 300 years later, it translated or conveyed Jiva Goswami's Sanskrit writing into Bengali.
300多年后，圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 把 Jiva Goswami 的梵文的评注翻译成了英文，翻译成了孟加拉文。
We have an editor. Chinese editor.
编辑，
中文编辑，
中文编辑，校对。
Thank you, Mother. And then his son Bhakti Siddhanta presented the Bengali into English for us.
他的儿子 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他把孟加拉文的版本翻译成了英文。
And now it's available in Chinese.
而现在我们已经有了中文版本。
But you better have a good dictionary with you when you read
那么大家在读诗 Brahma Samhita 的时候，最好手头备有一本字典。
Because the language is very high.
因为它的语言非常的高深高妙。
And the subject matter is very heavy.
它的主旨呢也是非常的深刻的。
So we're going to be describing or discussing Sri Brahma Samhita for this national holiday.
在这个国庆假日期间，我们重点就会来讲述一下 Brahma Samhita.
Just part of it, actually.
单只是其中的一部分。
The Govindam prayers that are Lord Brahma's mature realization of the truth about Krishna.
我们昨天学到的 Govinda prayer, Govinda 祷文是对 Brahma 对至尊人格守神的成熟的理解。
And that's our discussion today too.
我们今天也会继续在讲这个主旨。
Yesterday we discussed the first verse.
昨天我们讲述的是第一个诗节。
And then the beginning of the Govinda prayers, which are 29, 30, and 31.
我们讲的 Govinda 祷文讲的是诗节第29到31诗节。
The first verse is the governing verse of the entire text.
第一个诗节是整个著作的主旨。
And then the first three verses are discussing the abode of Krishna, the form of Krishna, and the pastimes of Krishna.
前三个祷文，前三个诗节的重点，主要的核心是 Krishna 的居所，他的名字以及他的逍遥时光，他的形体，他住所，他的逍遥时光。
And it's a very wonderful subject matter.
这是非常美妙的几个主题。
Beyond the capacity of the mind to even conceive of.
它甚至超越了我们的思维能够想象的范围。
Because the mind is material.
因为我们的心智是物质的。
And Krishna's form is beyond material. It's all spiritual.
而 Krishna 的形体它是超越物质的层面的，它是完全灵性的。
That's what the first verse says.
这是第一节讲述的内容。
His vigraha or his form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
他的 vigraha, 他的形体是永恒极乐，充满知识的。
So the mind cannot enter into that transcendental region.
我们的物质的心意是无法穿越这个超然的领域的。
By the power of speculation.
通过心智思辨根本无法触及。
One must receive knowledge about Krishna in a descending fashion.
我们也只能去从一个远较远的一个角度去观察。
So now we're going to begin this morning describing text 32.
你的一个 Krishna 的知识是自上而下的。
So are you ready?
大家准备好了吗？
We'll chant together.
我们一起来唱诵。
You can see the words below.
大家可以看的下面的单词。
Angani yasya sakalendriya vidhimante Pashanti pande kalayanti shayam janante Ananda shimaya sarodhvarai prahasya Govinda hari purusham.
And 接下来我们听一下这个诗节的译文。它超然形体的每个部分都有着所有其他感官的全部功能，它在永恒观望、维系和展示着无限的灵性和物质宇宙。
So there's Govinda's transcendental form along with the cows.
这是 Govinda 的超然的形体，以及他和母牛在一起的景象。
And his flute.
还有他吹笛子的形象。
and the peacock feather on his hair.
我们也可以看到他头上的孔雀羽毛。
And his beautiful lotus eyes.
还有美丽的莲花眼。
And the bottom hue like that of a dark rain cloud.
而且他的肤色就像雨云的颜色。
And this transcendental form is full of the most dazzling splendor.
而且他的超然的形体充满了最炫目的光灿。
So now let us begin discussing the verse.
我们现在开始来讨论这个诗节。
You have to listen carefully.
大家需要注意听。
This is a summary.
这只是一个概述。
It's a summary of what we've covered and a summary of the next four verses.
它既是我们学过的诗节的一个概述，也是接下来要学的四个诗节的更改。
As we discussed yesterday,
就像我们昨天所讨论的
，Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他解释道
，That persons who hear about Krishna's abode and Krishna's form and Krishna's pastimes.
那些聆听过有关 Krishna 的居所他的形体他的逍遥时光的人
They may think that this is just imagination.
他们可能会觉得这只是想象
A group of very fired up devotees got together.
有一群非常愤怒的奉献者聚在一起
And they started imagining all kinds of amazing things.
他们开始聚到一起会想象一些非常奇妙的事情
And then they wrote a book.
然后他们就突发奇想写了这本书
Simply fiction.
它只是小说而已
Some people think like that.
有人的确会这么想
So Lord Brahma speaks these four verses.
所以主 Brahma 他讲述了这四个诗节
To help the sincere reader understand.
帮助那些真诚的读者去理解
What are the essential principles that allow one to properly understand Krishna?
他讲述了让一个人能够正确的理解 Krishna 的四个主要的原则。
If we can understand these four,
如果我们能够正确的理解这四个诗节
then we can understand why Krishna is like he is.
那么我们如果能够理解这四个诗节就能够理解为什么 Krishna 是这里描述的这个样子。
And we can understand how Krishna does amazing things that Krishna does.
我们也就能够理解为什么 Krishna 能够做出这么奇妙的举动。
So that's the next four verses.
这是接下来四个诗节要讲述的。
In this text 32,
在三十二诗节
the last line, the third line reads, Ananda Chinmaya Sad Ujjvala Vigraha.
这是第三行的诗节。
For those of you that don't know Sanskrit,
对那些不知道梵文的，这个是一个。
Speaking about Krishna's vigraha, his form.
Vigraha 是 Krishna 的形体。
His form has an adjective that is full of dazzling splendor. That's his form.
前面有一个修饰词修饰它的形体，说是充满了最炫目的光灿。
And it is also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
也是永恒的，充满知识和喜乐的。
Almost identical with the first verse.
几乎是和第一个诗节完全一样的。
Let us say together the first verse, those of you that know it.
大家如果知道的话，可以一起回忆一下第一个诗节的内容。
Ishvara Parama Krishna.Satchin Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karanaharana Anadir Adir Govinda His form is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha
Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha
If you remember the first day
大家如果还记得第一天讲的内容的话
I explained that this Paribhasa Sutra that the first that which governs all the other verses needs to be subsequent verses need to be understood in terms of that one
我第一天讲的 Paribhasa Sutra 它是整个所有师节的一个综述，那么要理解其他的师节必须先理解这个师节。
That's what this section is doing.
那这个师节就是这个意思。
Almost the same Sanskrit.
它的梵文文字几乎是一样的。
Describing the
是差不多一样。
差不多一样的。
Describing the supremely pure and wholesome nature of Krishna.
它讲述了至尊的完全纯粹的 Krishna 的形象。
Okay. Now, here's a summary of those four verses.
这是这四个诗节的总数。
This morning's verse is number 32.
今天学的第一个新的诗节是第32诗节。
It says a number of things. It expresses a number of important things.
它讲述了几个重要的要点。
But foremost is that each of his limbs are interchangeable.
第一个要点就是他的所有的这些感官都是可以相互互换的。
He can eat with his ears.
他可以用耳朵去吃饭。
He can eat with his eyes.
用眼睛也可以去吃。
In fact, he can eat with any one of his limbs.
他可以用任何的一个感官去吃。
We can't do that.
我们是做不到的。
We have one, the mouth.
我们只有一个进食的感官。
That's because our body is limited.
因为我们的形体是有限的。
And Krishna's body is unlimited.
而 Krishna 的躯体是无限的。
So, when we hear description of Krishna's pastimes,
所以我们听到有关 Krishna 逍遥时光的描述时，
and it describes that he does things that we can't do.
其中描述了一些我们做不到的事情。
We shouldn't think it's imagination of some creative poets.
我们不应该认为这是想象的，这只是一些创意的诗作而已。
It's based upon this principle that its form is absolute.
那么所有这些描述都基于这样一个前提，就是它的形体是绝对的。
We're going to hear more this morning about that.
今天早上我们会讲更多的关于这个话题。
Now listen carefully, here's the next verse.
这是下一个诗节。
The next verse describes that Krishna's Vigraha or his form.
这个世界也讲述的是 Krishna 的 Vigraha, 他的形体。
Is eternally youthful.
他的形体是永恒的，有用的。
Although he's the oldest. Eternally youthful.
永恒年轻的。
Although he's the oldest.
虽然说他也是最老的。
Please note, that's a contradiction.
这好像听起来是有冲突的。
I see some older people here.
在这里也看到一些年长的人，年长的奉献者。
Their bodies are not eternally youthful.
他们的躯体可不是永恒的年轻的。
There's some changes that age brings to bodies.
岁月已经在他们的身体上带来了一些变化。
Because they're material.
因为这个躯体是物质的。
But Krishna's body is eternally youthful.
而 Krishna 的躯体，他身体他是永恒年轻的。
He's not only old; he's the oldest.
他虽然是最老的，但是他永远都不会显得年老。
And there are a number of other contradictions, apparent contradictions, given in text 33.
在33诗节，我们还可以看到很多其他的这样的有。看起来有冲突的表达。
That the mind cannot understand.
这是我们物质的心意无法理解的。
We can't understand the things that are transcendental with the mind.
我们根本无法用我们的心意去理解超然的事物。
But we can understand them if we are connected to spiritual potency.
除非我们和灵性的能量相连接，我们才能够理解。
Descending knowledge.
这就是自上而下的知识。
Strengthened by bhakti or devotional service.
而这个理解，我们的理解力通过我们的 bhakti, 通过奉爱服务可以得到增强。
If we understand the principle described in text 33,
如果我们能够理解33世节描述的主旨的话，
which we will be discussing this afternoon,
这个我们今天晚上，今天下午会谈到。
Then when you hear something that seems to be contradictory about Krishna,
我们在读到有关看起来描它的描述非表面上很冲突的描述的时候
things like the entire material creation is inside him and at the same time he is outside of it.
比如说整个物质宇宙 都在他的体内而他又不在物质宇宙之中。
We'll be able to understand not by the mind but by descending knowledge and devotion.
这样的知识我们只有通过自上而下的知识传承的方式能够理解而不是通过我们的心意。
Very important verse.
这是一个非常重要的世界。
And then the next one of the four verses.
这下面一个世界。
His vigraha or his form cannot be approached by yoga or knowledge, jnana.
他的形体是无法通过瑜伽或者思辨的程序来理解接近的。
And that's saying the same thing as 33.But saying it in the negative, in reverse.
它和三十三世节说的意思是一样的，只不过是用否定的方式去说的。
Here's how you can understand contradictory things.
这就是为什么我们无法去理解看上去有冲突的这个描述。
About Krishna and his form and his pastimes.
有关 Krishna 的形体，他的逍遥时光，这些描述看起来是冲突的。
And here's how you cannot understand those same things.
所以这样的事情我们无法去了解理解。
And then the last of the four.
对，最后一个世界
is Achintya Beta Beta Tattva.
Achintya Beta Beta Tattva.
Has anybody here never heard that term before?
这个术语在座的各位有没有之前从来没有听过的？
Never heard the term before. Okay. We're going to hear about it tomorrow.
明天我们会讲述的。
But I'll give you a little summary.
现在先大概综述一下。
And we'll take an hour and a half to explain it in full.
如果要完整的去描述的话，可能得花一个多小时。
Tomorrow.
那么明天我们再细讲。
The first term in Sanskrit is achintya.
Achintya 是第一个字母代表的单词。
Achintya means that which the mind cannot conceive of.
Achintya 意思是我们的心意无法触及的。
In material experience of life,
我们生活的物质的生活体验。
We use the mind to carry conceptions of life.
我们是物质的生活体验当中我们总是通过心意去形成一些观念
Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita
这一点 Krishna 在国家梵歌中也讲述了
So how do we use the mind to think of things that are not are there beyond the mind
那么我们怎么样用心意去想那些去思考那些超越心意的事物呢
It's simple, you can't
很简单当然我们是不能的
They're inconceivable.
这是超是不可思议的。
Beyond the stretch of the mind.
是超越我们的心意能够触及的范围的。
There's another verse later in the Sri Brahma Samhita that says the same, emphasizes the same point.
Sri Brahma Samhita 的接下来有一个世界也强调了同样的要点。
So now the truth about the nature of Krishna.
关于 Krishna 本质的真理。
Which is beyond the mind to understand.
它是超越我们心意能够理解的范围的。
Is that everything that exists is one with him and different from him simultaneously.
存在中的一切既在他的体内但同时又他又不在这些之中。
Now that sounds like double talk. It sounds like double talk.
好像是
I'll explain that.Double saying something and saying its opposite and both exist at the same time.
好像是一个矛盾的描述。
Just like, here's an example.
我来举一个例子。
We're inside this room.
比如说我们在这个房间之内。
Before we were inside this room, we were outside the room.
我们在进来之前呢必然是在外面的。
Now supposing a statement was made that were simultaneously inside the room and outside the room.
我们可以想象一下有这样一个描述，我们同时既在这个屋子之内又在这个屋子之外。
Not possible.
这是不可能的。
It's a false statement.
这是一个错误的表述。
We could be inside the room or outside the room, but not simultaneously inside the room and outside the room.
我们要不在这个屋子之内，要不在这个屋子之外，根本不可能同时既在内又在外。
But Krishna can.
但是 Krishna 可以做到。
Krishna can be within everything and outside of everything.
Krishna 可以存在于一切之内，但又不在他们之内。
Everything can be inside Krishna and not inside Krishna.
一切可以同时存在于 Krishna 之内，又存在于 Krishna 之外。
That's contradiction.
这是一个矛盾的表述。
The nature of the mind is its binary function. Is it one or zero?
我们的心意的话，它是有。
Binary function. Function of two things.
是一个事物的两个作用。
Just like, you know, the light switch for these lights here.
比如说这个电灯的开关。
It's on or it's off.
要么开要么关。
It can't be on and off.
不能同时做到开和关。
The mind is like that.
心意就是这样的作用。
It's a binary processor. It's either yes or no.
它是要么是要么否，只能是一个。
It can also be I don't know.
那为什么是这样呢？我们就不知道了。
But yes or no is the right answer.
但的确是会只是一个答案，要么是要么否。
Krishna can be simultaneously yes and no.
Krishna 可以同时做到是和否。
No problem.
这是对他来说是没有问题的。
To understand that is the subject matter of text 35.
这也是我们要理解的这个师节的主旨。
He's beyond the limitations of the mind.
他是超越心意的限制的。
His form is like that.
他的形体是这样。
His abode is like that.
他居所也是如此。
His pastimes are like that.
他逍遥时光也是这样。
He is like that.
他本人就是这样。
It's Krishna's nature.
这是 Krishna 的本性。
So if we want to properly understand verses 29, 30, and 31,
如果所以说我们应该恰当的理解这个诗，29到31节。
If we want to properly understand Krishna at all,
如果我们想真正的完全理解 Krishna 的话
，Brahma is giving us these four verses to help us properly understand.
Brahma 给了我们这四个世界，帮助我们恰当的理解 Krishna.
And I'm going to make final emphasis on this word unwholesome. You know what wholesome means? Wholesome, unwholesome.
健康的。
我来解释一下 wholesome 这个词，就是健康的和不健康的。
Krishna is pure.
Krishna
and uncontaminated.
是纯粹的，不受任何事物的污染的。
Here, everything is impure and contaminated.
而在这里，一切都是不纯粹的，受到污染的。
It's limited and contaminated.
是有限的，而且是受到污染的。
So when we hear about Krishna, he's pure and he's uncontaminated. Everything about him.
有关 Krishna 的一切都是纯粹的，不受污染的。
We need to appreciate that particular point to understand things we're going to hear later.
我们要尤其理解这一点，这样的话才能帮助我们理解接下来要讲的内容。
I'll give you a hint of one of the most difficult things about Krishna to understand.
在理解 Krishna 当中的过程中会有很多困难，那么我来提示一点。
Krishna's pastimes with the gopis.
Krishna 和 Gopi 的逍遥时光。
Some people don't. Some people don't like Krishna. Go ahead. Some people don't like Krishna.
有些人不喜欢 Krishna.
They don't like Krishna because they say that his associating with the Gopis.Was impure, bad, immoral.
原因是因为他们觉得 Krishna 和 Gopi 之间的故事是不纯粹的，是不符合道德规则的。
No, know, maybe people in China, they don't know so much about Krishna, so they don't think those thoughts.
但在中国呢，我们很多人是不没听过Krishna，所以也不会想这样的事情。
But you wait and see.
但是我们看。
As Krishna consciousness becomes stronger here in China,
随着Krishna之觉运动在中国逐渐壮大,
some people will start saying that.
那么会有人开始做这样的评述。
So you will be prepared.
所以我们要做好准备。
By understanding Sri Brahma Samhita.
我们通过正确理解Brahma Samhita,
how to not be shaken in your own convictions about Krishna.
我们自己正确的理解的话，我们对自己对Krishna的理解就不会受到动摇。
And if the person is reasonable,
如果这个人还讲理的话,
many people are not reasonable.
但很多人是不讲理的。
But if the person is reasonable,
如果这个人是讲理的,
they will then be able to understand, oh, Krishna's pastimes are pure and uncontaminated and wholesome.
他们就会理解 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光是纯粹的，不受污染的，而且是健康的。
So be prepared, we'll get there.
所以我们要做好准备。
So now we're going to read a little bit from the purport.
我们现在来读一下其中要旨，其中的要旨。
In Chinese of the purport, of Brahma Samhita.
The purport.
The purport in Chinese.
Just a translation.
Huh?
Just to have the translation, but the purport do not.
The purpose were not, the whole book is not translated into Chinese.
No,
not yet. Because.
Oh, how unfortunate.
It's, you know, BBT.
Say why? The book is not available in Chinese.
Why?
BBT 的事儿，很早 BBT
的。I just said very difficult to translate.
Yeah, you have to have a good dictionary.
我们需要个好字典。
Well, I'm going to read something from the purport.
那我接下来读一下其中的一些要旨。
And this scholarly lady is going to translate for you.
好，我来试着给大家翻译。
Well, this first quote has to do with things that I've already said.
那么其中第一个要点是我已经讲过的。I'll
make it simple for you.
我尽量把它简单的去讲述一下。There
are two things.
有两个要点。
Transcendence.
超然。
And the material realm.
以及物质的领域。
They're totally different.
它们是完全不一样的。
The tendency is that those are who are within the material realm,
在物质世界的人有这样一个倾向,
they try to estimate transcendence in terms of their standards of the material realm.
他们总是通过对物质世界的有限的理解去推测、估算灵性世界的事情、超然的事物。
Bhaktisiddhanta is saying,
Bhaktisiddhanta就这样说道,
that Brahma wants the reader of this book
Brahma 他在读这本书的时候,
to clearly understand the distinction,
要恰当地理解这个区别,
for, by the purpose of these next four verses.
那么我们需要去阅读一下接下来这四个世界的要旨。
These pastimes of Krishna Brahma has understood,
Brahma所理解的这些逍遥时光,
because of ecstatic trance and meditation upon Krishna.
因为他长期的深度的冥想 Krishna.
So he has contacted transcendence and he's going to explain to worldly people about that transcendence.
因为他自己亲身触及了超然的事物, 所以他要帮助物质世界的人来理解。
And then another reference.
这是 另一个参考的资料。
I'll read it and then simplify it. Are there people here that don't understand Chinese?
有没有不懂中文的?
There's a couple from India. Do you understand Chinese?
No.
No, okay. And your wife? No. Okay. So far, so good, right?
目前为止还好。
So I'm going to say it as it's written, and then I'll summarize it in simple language. You translate the simple language.
Maharaj 先是完完整整的读一遍，然后他做一个综述，我只要翻译综述就好。
Good luck.
Thank you.
祝你好运。
Just as Maya is the perverted reflection of the spiritual potency, the variegatedness created by Maya, ignorance, is also a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness. So a mere semblance of the spiritual variegatedness is only noticed in this mundane world. What does that mean? Transcendence has spiritual variety. Maya creates the material kingdom that looks like spiritual variety, but it's only a reflection.
超然的世界，超然事物中，它是充满多样性的。而 Maya 创造的这个物质世界，也是充满多样性的。看似同样都是充满多样性，但它只是灵性世界多样性的一个反射。
It's a reflection only. There's no substance.
有只是反射，但没有实体。
And it's grounded in ignorance or forgetfulness of who we really are.
它的基础，它是基于我们物质世界的。人的愚昧
and it's distorted from the real picture of reality.
而且它是对真相的扭曲
Okay, there's some more.
还有一些
Notwithstanding such semblance, the two are wholly different from one another. So, the transcendence and the reflection of transcendence.They may look alike, but they're a totally different quality.
超然以及和对超然的模仿、超然的反射看似是一样的，但其实是完全不同的。
The unwholesomeness of matter is its defect, semicolon, but in the spirit, there is variegatedness, which is free from any fault or contamination. So that says, this is completely pure,And this is distorted and perverted and contaminated.
就说这两者之间的区别在于超然的事物它是完全纯粹的而这个物质的事物它的反射是扭曲之后的而且是受到污染的。
To the eye, they may look alike.
对我们的物质的视域来说它们好像是一样的。
To the ear, they may sound alike.
我们听起来它们好像也是一样的。
But the quality is totally different.
可是它的质量，它的实质是不一样的。
There, everything is free from contamination. Here, everything is infested with contamination.
在超然的世界中，一切都是免于污染的；而在它的反射物质世界中，一切都是受到污染的。
Next, the soul.And the body of Krishna are identical, whereas the body and the soul of fallen creatures are not so.
Krishna's 形体和他的灵魂是一样的，而我们堕落的生物体形体和灵魂是不一样的。
Bhaktisiddhanta is giving examples of wholesome, unwholesome.
Bhaktisiddhanta 他给的例子就是健康和不健康之间的区别。
No contamination, contamination.
受污染的和不受污染的。
There are several examples.
这里举了几个例子。
The body of Krishna is not different than him. There's not a soul inside Krishna's body.
Krishna 的身体和他的灵魂是没有区别的，并不是说他的灵魂在他的躯体里。
Here there's bodies, and that's different than the soul.
而我们在座的，我们的这个世界的生物体的灵魂和身体是不一样的。
So.Just like aging, bodies here get old.
就比如说我们在这里存在年老，当年老以后，我们的身体会变老。
Krishna's body doesn't get old.
Krishna 的身体永远都不会变老。
Krishna does things with others that are completely pure.
Krishna 和其他人一起做的事情都是完全纯粹的。
He steals butter.
他会偷黄油。
Here, if somebody steals butter, that's sinful. It's punishable.
And 在这里呢，如果有人去偷黄油的话，这是有罪的，要受到惩罚的。
When Krishna does, it's pure.
Krishna 做这样的事情，它就是纯粹的。
Because it's his. It's his butter.
因为这个黄油本身就是他的。
It's his energy.
是他的能量。
He's not stealing somebody else's butter. It's his butter.
他没有偷别人的黄油，这是他自己的。
And here, if I go to someone else's home and steal butter, then it's unlawful. It's criminal.
那在这里的话，我如果去别人家里偷黄油，那就是犯法的。
And that has something to do with the body and the soul being different.
这是因为这和躯体和灵魂是有区别，这个要点有关。
Another in this verse 32 is that.The limbs of Krishna are not different than the proprietor of the limbs. The arms and legs and the features of Krishna's body are not different than him.
Krishna 的每一个身体的每一个器官和他的本人是没有区别的。
That's not true for us.
对我们来说不是这样。
I'm not the hand.
我不是这个手。
Supposing the hand is cut off.
假如说这个手被砍掉了
I may lose my hand, but I don't lose my existence.
我可能失去了我的手，但是我自己并没有失去。
But the hand of Krishna is Krishna because the body of Krishna is Krishna.
而 Krishna 的手就是他本身，因为 Krishna 身体和他是没有区别的。
It defies mundane reason. It goes against mundane reason from our worldly experience.
这是我们世俗的道理讲不通的。
But Krishna's body is absolute.
但 Krishna 的形体是绝对的。
So any part of his body is not different than him.
所以他身体的每一个部分和他本人都没有区别。
And any of the attributes or the qualities of Krishna are not different than him.
Krishna 形体的他的特征也是跟他没有区别的。
That's not true for us.
对我们来说并不是这样。
Supposing I'm walking across the floor.
比如说我走过这个地方。
That's something the body is doing.
就是看上去是躯体在做。
The soul is not walking.
并不是灵魂在走。
Soul is just sitting in the heart, and the body is carrying the soul.
灵魂一直处于我们的心中，而是躯体带着灵魂在走。
Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita.
这一点 Krishna 在国家梵歌中讲述了。
But when Krishna moves, the qualities of Krishna, the attributes of Krishna, the smile of Krishna, the eyes of Krishna, it's all Krishna.
在 Krishna 移动的时候，他的品质、他的眼睛、他的微笑、他的一切都是 Krishna.
There's no difference.
这些是没有区别的。
So,The spiritual transcendental realm cannot be compared to the material realm.
所以灵性的王国、超然的王国和这个物质世界是无法相比的。
It's a fundamental mistake.
这是一个根本性的错误。
And this verse is to free one from that fundamental mistake.
而读这个世界就是让我们免于这个根本性的错误。
The differences that don't exist in Krishna, they do exist here.
区别在于在 Krishna 的那个世界，在超然的领域中存在的，在这里也一定存在，在这里存在。
You're doing a good job. It's difficult to translate this, isn't it? She asked for it. So, now back to the verse itself.
这个诗节的原文。
Text 32.
第三十二诗节。
It describes Krishna's form as Ananda Chinmaya Sad, or made of transcendental reality.
这里描述的 Krishna 的形体是由超然的事物、超然的元素构成的。
Now you see a picture. Who is that?
这是谁呀？
It's Rukmini.
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 Rukmini
became one of the wives of Krishna.
她成为了 Krishna 的一个妻子。
Rukmini was not an ordinary person.
Rukmini, 她可不是普通人。
She understood Krishna's nature.
她理解 Krishna 的本性。
So I'm going to read for you from Srimad Bhagavatam.
我从我顺便播加把坛读一些相关的诗节。
And then she's going to read in Chinese.
我来读中文。
What Rukmini says about Krishna's form.
就是Rukmini 她描述的 Krishna 的形体。
You have it here?
You
forgot?
I don't know. This morning you...
Canto 10, chapter 60, verse 45. In Chinese.
English.
You don't have it in Chinese?
We have, but not here.
Oh, not here. Do you have it in your, like, in your little tablet or something? Does anybody have the translation of 10, 60, 45 in Chinese?
瓦坛第十篇，中文的太远了。
I have it upstairs.
You have it upstairs.
No.
You have it up in your room. Give her the key and she'll get it.
来，第你要拿第几本？第几？第十篇？
六十章。
第六十章。第
So I'll read it in English.
第三本。
Maharaj, 我先读一下英文。
第三本。
Rukmini said.
Rukmini 是这样说的。
Okay, Rukmini said.
Rukmini 是这样说的。
A man within this material world is just like a dead body. In fact, superficially, I'll summarize. Superficially,The living entity is covered by this body, which is nothing but a bag of skin, decorated with beards and mustaches, hairs on the body, nails on the fingers, and hairs on the head. Within this decorated bag, there's bunches of muscles, bundles of bones, amid pools of blood, always mixed up with stool, urine, mucus, bile, and polluted air, and enjoyed...by different kinds of insects and germs. A foolish woman accepts such a dead body as her husband and, in sheer misunderstanding, loves him as her dear companion. This is only possible because such a woman has never tasted the ever blissful favor of your lotus feet.
That cannot be chapter 16.
Chapter 60.
60. Oh. Lu Shi.
Yeah.
60. Yeah. So, you can... You want to summarize that? Give it to him.
What
is Rukmini saying? Summarize. Just summarize.
他如果你说这个身体啊有什么构成的胆汁、尿液、粪便就很脏的一些东西。完了我们把这个身体用成自我哦，这是我老公这是我太太我充满感情啊，对这个臭烘烘的身体充满了那么多的情感啊，这样的话他永远不理解自尊主和自尊真理大概意思这样
Rukmini is understanding what we just discussed in the previous slide
Rukmini 他这里描述正是我们这个幻灯片上一个上面讲述的内容
This realm is contaminated.
这个世界呢它是受到污染的。
It may look like the transcendental realm.
就看起来和超然的世界是一样的。
But in this realm, the real self is the spirit soul.
而在这个物质世界呢真正的自我是灵性的灵魂。
And the spirit soul is covered by a material body.
灵性的灵魂受到被这个物质身体包裹着。
Rukmini is condemning that foolish woman who thinks that her husband is the body.
Rukmini 在这个诗节里面他就指责他批判如一个女性把她的丈夫当作就是这个身体。
With various kinds of unwholesomeness.
这是不健康的。
You got it?
Yes.
Okay. She only is interested in Krishna.
她只对 Krishna 感兴趣。
Because he's not like that.
因为他不是这样。
His body is transcendental.
他的身体是超然的。
His qualities are transcendental.
他的品质也是超然的。
His activities are transcendental.
他的活动也是超然的。
And she only wants Krishna as her husband.
她只想让 Krishna 做她的丈夫。
She's a very elevated person.
她可是一个非常崇高的人。
Then there's another very nice example from Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣殿博迦瓦坦中还讲了一个特别棒的例子。
Where, the benediction that was given by Lord Brahma to Hiranyakashipu.
Brahma 给 Hiranyakashipu 的一个祝福。
Anybody here not know who is Hiranyakashipu?
在座的有没有还不知道 Hiranyakashipu 的
？Okay. Hiranyakashipu was a big demon.
Hiranyakashipu 是一个大恶魔。
He was bad. He wanted to kill his son. He wanted to control the universe. And he wanted to do so eternally. So he underwent austerities for 100 years. Very severe austerities.
这是非常严格的苦行。
The detail is described in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam.
这是在这个至于他的苦行的细节，在圣殿博迦瓦坦的第七篇中有详细的描述。
So Lord Brahma, the same, because the author of Brahma Samhita.
就 Brahma 也就是 Brahma Samhita 的作者。
He came before Hiranyakashipu.
他是在 Hiranyakashipu 之前。
And, he asked Hiranyakashipu, why this big austerity? What do you want?
Hiranyakashipu 他为什么要做这么大的苦行？他想要什么呢？
He said, I want to be eternal.
他说我想要变得永恒。
I'm now the controller of the universe, but I may die.
我现在虽然是整个宇宙的控制者，但是我还是会死的。
Then I won't be the controller of the universe anymore.
死了以后就无法成为整个世界的控制者了。
So I want to live eternally.
所以我想永恒的活着。
Brahma said, I can't give that to you.
Brahma 说我无法给你这样的祝福。
I'm also not eternal.
连我自己都不是永恒的。
And I can't give to you what I don't have.
我怎么可以给你我没有的东西呢？
So Hiranyakashipu was a clever demon.
Hiranyakashipu 他可是一个聪明的恶魔。
He thought of different ways he could negotiate being eternal.
他想了各种方式和 Brahma 谈判，以便他能够变得永恒。
So he then said to Lord Brahma, then please make arrangements, please give me the benediction that I cannot be killed in the sky or on the land or on the sea.
他就请求 Brahma 说一定要给我这个祝福，你要一定要做这样的安排。我不想在天上被杀，在陆地上被杀，也不想在水里被杀。
I cannot be killed inside or outside.
我不能在内被杀，也不能在外面被杀。
And he had a long list of things that he could not be killed by this or that.
他列举了很多这样的条件，他不要这样被杀，不要那样被杀。
And you can read very carefully that section.
大家可以仔细的阅读一下这个部分。
In Canto 7,
在第七篇圣殿博迦瓦坦第七篇
he asked for the benediction that he could not be killed by anything living or dead.
他也说到了他不想被任何活着的或死去的东西杀掉。
Our Acharyas refer to this same characteristic that Rukmini is speaking about.
我们的 Acharya 也说了 Rukmini 在这里讲到的。
This body is either living or dead.
这个身体它既不是活的也不是死的。
But Krishna's body is not living or dead like this body is.
而 Krishna 的身体就是这样。
So the Supreme Lord came and he, in his transcendental form, he killed Hiranyakashipu.
So 所以呢，至尊主他以他的超然的形体降临，杀掉了天人 Yahshua。
These are just scriptural examples.
这是经典里面举到的例子。
To help us understand the truth about Krishna that Rukmini understands.
帮助我们像 Rukmini 理解的这个方式去理解 Krishna。
And Lord Brahma wants us to understand.
主 Brahma 也希望我们能够理解。
So here is a very elaborate description from Jiva Goswami's writing in Bhagavad Sandarbha.
这是Jiva Goswami 的一个详细的评注。
Where he explains how the Lord's senses are not external.
他在这里描述了主的形体不是外在的。
But his senses are part of him.
他的感官是他的一部分。
Let's be very clear.
这一定很清楚。
This arm is not me.
我的胳膊不是我。
I say my arm.
我们会说我的胳膊。
My leg.
我的腿。
My foot.
我的脚。
My head.
我的头。
So there's the object and there's the possessor of the object.
这里我们看到有物体，而且有这个物主。
Like my shoes.
比如说我的鞋子。
The shoes are not me.
但是这个鞋不是我。
The shoes are out there in the hall.
鞋在外面。
But they're my shoes.
但它是我的。
And it's my body.
这个身体是我的。
So the body and the self are different.
所以这个身体和我是不一样的，自我是不一样的。
Krishna's body and Krishna's self are not different.
而 Krishna 自身和他这个身体是没有区别的。
Big difference.
对，这就是我们和 Krishna 的巨大区别。
So please read in Chinese that text at the bottom.
大家可以仔细阅读一下这个中文的译文。
Read slowly and carefully.
慢慢的读，细细的读。
It's subtle.
这是很微妙的一个主题旨。
And you two that don't read Chinese, you can read it in English.
除非我们能读懂这个中文说的什么意思，否则的话根本理解不了英文。
Go ahead. Read it in Chinese.
受制约灵魂外在的物质感官有别于受制约灵魂本身，如同作为者不同于他所从事的活动，或者换言之，就像火有别于燃烧这一活动本身。受制约灵魂的外在感官本质上是物质的，不同于灵魂本身的灵性形体。如此，受制约灵魂有感官的说法，就等于说有不同于他自身的外在的物质感官。至尊人格守神永远没有外在的物质感官附着在他原始的灵性形体上，他的各个灵性感官是他灵性形体的一个完整部分，所以跟他本人没有不同。这节是用的 svarat 一词，是自我展示的意思。这个词用来描述至尊主的每个感官是他灵性形体的一个自我展示部分，绝非像受制约的灵魂那样的是一个外在的强加物。如此应该明白，一个自我展示
人格守神
不像受制约的灵魂那样有感官。受制约的灵魂被包裹在一具物质躯体中，被附着上一套物质感官，然而尽管主以超灵居于受制约灵魂的心中，但他不受这套外在物质感官的阻碍，因此主确实没有感官。
Do you understand?
大家能理解吗？
I'll summarize.
我来总结一下。
We have senses.
我们有感官。
There's us and the object.
这句话里面包括我。以及这个我拥有的对象。
I have a hand.
我有一只手。
And with the hand, there's the sense of touch.
有手就会有触觉。
I have an eye.
我有眼睛。
And with the eye, there's a sense of sight.
有眼睛才会有视力。
Etc. We have senses.
所以就是这样，我们是有感官的。
The senses and the possessor of the senses are two.
感官和感官的拥有者是两个事物。
For Krishna, it's only one.
而对 Krishna 来说是同一个。
His senses are him.
这些感官本身就是 Krishna 本人。
And therefore, one sense can do anything any other sense can do because it's him doing it.
他的其中一个感官可以从事其他感官能够从事的一切活动。
We'll give some examples.
我们来举一些例子。
But before we give the examples,
在举例子之前
just cover one more point that Bhakti Siddhanta makes that's very important.
我们来看一个 Bhakti Siddhanta 说的一个重要的要点。
There's transcendence, and then there's the place where we are, worldly existence.
有物质的存在，有超然的存在和物质的存在。
How do we overcome our worldly existence and the contamination that's here?
我们如何才能克服物质存在中的受污染的状况呢？
Answer: The spiritual potency, Ladini Shakti.
Ladini Shakti 也就是灵性的能量。
Radharani is the personification of Ladini Shakti.
Radharani is Ladini Shakti 的人格化身。
And she's very merciful.
她是非常仁慈的。
By her kindness, she engages us in devotional service.
借着她的仁慈，她让我们有从事奉爱服务的机会。
We're contaminated.
我们是受到污染的。
What right do we have?To engage in service to Krishna.
我们有什么权利去从事对 Krishna 的服务呢？
Radharani's mercy.
所以这就是 Radharani 的仁慈。
And he writes, the jiva soul, that's us, attains the nearest approach to the absolute identity only when the spiritual force of ecstatic energy, that's Ladini Shakti, appears in him by the grace of Krishna.
Jiva soul 也就是个体灵魂，只有借着 Krishna 的仁慈，得到他的喜乐能量的喜乐，得到他的喜乐能量的祝福，那么才能够理解接近绝对的 Krishna 的 Krishna 本身。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？What is this slide saying?
那么这个这一章它讲的是什么内容
？Bhakti Siddhanta is telling us.
Bhakti Siddhanta 在这里想要说的是
that although we're tiny spirit souls,
虽然我们是微不足道的个体灵魂
now, covered by Maya,
被 Maya 覆盖着
the fullest capacity of our being like Krishna is possible.
我们
the capacity of becoming as close as possible to being like Krishna, the possibility of becoming as close as we can to being like Krishna,
我们要接近，尽可能的接近 Krishna， 像 Krishna 一样。
Is made possible when we're engaged in devotional service.
要做到这一点呢，只有当我们从事奉爱服务才是有可能的。
Because devotional service means Ladini Shakti.
因为奉爱服务就是意味着 Ladini Shakti.
That's Krishna's ecstatic potency.
这是 Krishna 的喜乐能量。
And he extends his ecstatic potency to us.
他把他的喜的能量扩展触及到我们
Even we're so covered and contaminated and insignificant
其实我们是这样的微不足道而且受到物质能量的覆盖
Krishna is very kind
Krishna 还是那么仁慈
And his compassionate energy is Radharani
而他的充满仁慈和怜悯的这个能量就是 Radharani
And by her mercy we get to do some devotional service
就是借着他的仁慈，我们才得以做一些奉爱服务。
And the more and more absorbed in devotional service，
我们越是深入的专注奉爱服务
，we come as close as possible to Krishna's nature。
我们就越有可能接近 Krishna 的本质。
Here's a nice example。
这里有一个很好的例子。
A big fire。
比如说有一团熊熊燃烧的大火。
And there's a spark。
有一个火小火星
moving in the heat of the fire
它在其中在晃动着
and the wind carries the spark some distance away
一阵大风刮来它会把这个小火星吹跑
and it lands on the ground
然后它会掉到地上
then what happens
然后会怎么样呢
the spark glows for some time like this
这小火星会闪耀一会儿
then it just becomes extinguished likeCarbon.
慢慢的，它就会变成，就会消失，变成碳。
That's us.
这就是我们的处境。
But take that P piece of carbon and bring it back into the fire, what happens?
如果把这个小一小块碳再重新放回这个大火，那会发生什么呢？
Again, it starts to glow.
它就又会开始重新燃起来。
It takes on the quality just like the fire.
它也会重新恢复火的本质。
Although the fire is unlimited,
虽然说火是无限的
and the spark is very limited,
而这小火星它是非常有限的
qualities like the fire become the qualities of the spark.
它的本质它的质是一样的
That's Ladini Shakti.
这就是 Ladini Shakti.
And we feel ecstatic.
我们会有狂喜的感受
That ecstasy is Radharani's mercy.
这个感受狂喜的感受是 Radharani 的仁慈
Is it clear?
清楚了吗、
So now we'll give some examples
我们来看一些例子
Here's the translation of the verse across the top
这里有它的中文译文
Read it
它超然形体的任何部分都有着所有其他感官的全部功能Krishna 用手切下了洗衣工的头。
So here's a classic example.
这是一个很经典的例子。
Here's Krishna.
这个是 Krishna.
He's entering Mathura.
他进入了 Mathura.
And he encounters a washerman.
他遇到了一个洗衣工。
And he asks the washerman for a gift.
他向他要求一个礼物。
Some charity.
要求一些布施。
Krishna is asking for charity.
Krishna 在寻求布施
He asked the washerman, please give me some of the nice clothes in that bag that you have.
他说给我一些你的那个包包里面的衣服
So that the cowherd boys, my friends, we can enter Mathura properly dressed.
这样的话我们的牧牛童就可以穿着体面的进入 Mathura.
This is a big city and we're used to living in the village.
这个是一个大城市我们是从小村庄来的
We should be dressed in big city clothing, so please give some of that clothing.
所以我们要像大城市的人那样去着装，所以给我们一些衣服吧。
The washerman became very angry.
这个洗衣工非常的生气。
You better watch it. These clothes belong to the king.
你知道这些他是属于国王的这些衣服。
If he heard that you're asking for his clothes, he'd kill you.
他如果听说你要他的衣服，他一定会杀了你的。
So.Get away from here quickly before you're finished.
尽快走开吧，否则就完蛋了。
And then he insulted the cowherd boys.
然后又开始。
The washerman insulted the cowherd boys.
然后这个洗衣工就开始侮辱这些牧牛童。
Krishna didn't like that.
Krishna 不愿意这么做。
So he just took his fingers and touched the neck of the washerman, and his head fell off.
所以他就用他的小手指碰了一下这个洗衣工
hand,
就把他的头切下来了
His hand acted like a sword
所以我们看到他的手就像弓箭一般
There he's losing his head
这里就是他失去他头的这个情景
There's Washington's head
这是这个洗衣工的头
And then Krishna started distributing the cloth
然后 Krishna 就开始派发这些衣服了
So that he and the cowherd boys had proper clothing to enter into.
这样的话，大部分牧牛童就有了好衣服，能够体面的穿着进城了。
Here's another example.
这是另外一个例子。
Further, Krishna then met a hunchback woman.
Krishna 在这里遇到了一个驼背妇女。
Her body was bent in three places.
她的背是驼的。
So she was bent over like this.
所以她是这么走路的，驼着背走的。
But she was one of Kamsa's servants also. She was one of Kamsa's servants.
康萨的一个仆人。
Her service was providing incense and sandalwood paste and fragrant oil for Kamsa's service.
她在派发香。檀香浆还有香油是为了服务康萨
So she was delivering these items to Kamsa
她正在把这个去送给康萨
And then she saw Krishna
然后她就看到了遇到了 Krishna
She stopped in her tracks
她大吃一惊
And she went right up to Krishna And said, these things are suitable for you. And she applied the sandalwood pulp and fragrant oil.
这些特别适合你，然后他就把这些涂到Krishna身上了。She
engaged in devotional service.
他就这样做了服务。She
was spontaneous devotional service.
这个是自发的痛爱服务。So
what did Krishna do?
那么Krishna是怎么做的？
He put his toes on the tip of her toes.
他把他的脚趾放到他的脚趾上面。
And the same hand that he used to knock off the head of the washer under her chin.
他用来切掉那个洗衣工的那个手，他同时，他现在就用这个手来托着这个妇女的下巴。
And then he lifted her chin.
然后他抬起了他的下巴。
Her body just straightened out.
然后她的身体就变直了。
And she became very beautiful.
她变得特别的漂亮。
And she stood there staring at Krishna.
她站在那里注视着Krishna。
She was attracted to Krishna.
她受到了Krishna的吸引。
Krishna said, I'll come back and see you later. I have some service to take care of.
Krishna说再见，我还有很多其他服务要做。等我回来看。
Here's another example. Krishna, with his mouth, he swallowed a fire.
这是另外一个故事. Krishna吞灭了森林大火.
Do you know anybody that can do that?
大家有没有听过有人能做到这一个?
He just inhaled.
他只是一吸就把这个森林大火给灭了。火就没有了。
And he did it twice.
而且一次性他做了两次。
And just outside Krishna's house, there was a fruit vendor.
在 Krishna 家外面有一个卖水果的人。
And she had in her basket many fruits.
她的篮子里面装满了水果。
The little baby Krishna.
这个小孩子 Krishna 出来了。
Took some grains of rice in his little baby hand.
他用他的小手拿了一些小米粒，小谷物。
Toddling out to give some grains of rice to the fruit vendor in exchange for her fruits.
他拿的这些小谷物就和这个卖水果的去交换。
But as he was walking, all the grains of rice fell through his fingers. There was nothing left.
他边走，这些谷物就从他的指尖滑下来，到走到这个卖水果的人跟前的时候，几乎已经没有了。
She was so charmed with the beauty of Krishna, she gave him everything in her basket.
这个妇女被 Krishna 的美完全吸引了，她把她篮子里面剩下的水果全都给了 Krishna。
Much to her surprise, when she looked at her empty basket, it wasn't empty anymore.
让她惊讶的是，她在重新看她的篮子里面的时候，这篮子并不是空的。It
was filled with jewels.
装满了金银珠宝。Now
we would have to take our hands and fill the basket with jewels if we had jewels to put in her basket.
如果我们要把这个珠宝放到篮子里面的话，必须用手去放啊。But
Krishna did that with his eyes.
而 Krishna 只是用他的眼睛就做到了。Here's
another example.
还有一个故事。This
is Lord Ramachandra.
这是主 Ramachandra.
And when he wanted the assistance of Samudra, the lord of the ocean, to assist him to cross to Lanka.
他想帮助Samudra跨越兰卡这个海洋。
Lord Ramachandra went through austerities for 3 days to get Samudra to come before him and assist him.
主 Ramachandra 做了3天的苦行，才得以有能力来帮助他。
And Samudra just didn't pay any attention.
Samudra 他并没有在意。
So Lord Ram became angry.
所以主 Ram 就非常的愤怒。
Not like we become angry.
这个愤怒可跟我们想象的不一样。
Not that kind.
不是那一样的愤怒。
Another kind.
另外一种愤怒。
So with his eyes, he looked at the ocean.
他用他的眼睛注视着这个海洋。
And the ocean began to boil.
这个海洋就沸腾起来了。
And Samudra came before Ram very quickly and said, I'm very sorry, I didn't know who you were.
Samudra迅速地来到Ram面前，非常迅速地来到Ram面前说，我不知道，我没有认出来你。
Many of you ladies, I'm sure, do cooking.
我想在座的很大多数女性都是自己做饭的。
Every day you cook.
每天都得做。
Can you make a pot of rice boil with your eyes?
大家可以做到用眼睛就使这个使白米饭煮熟吗？
And that's just a pot of rice. This is a whole ocean.
我们说我们连白米饭一点白米饭都煮不熟，而这个是一大片海洋。
The senses of the Lord are not different than Him.
主他的感官和他本人是没有区别的。
And He can do anything with anyone of His senses because they're not different than Him.
他之所以能够从用他任何感官从事其他感官能够从事的事情，就是因为他的感官和他本人是没有区别的。
Same thing happens every time you make offerings to the deity.
我们在供奉的时候，可能也会。会发生同样的事情。
The deity accepts our offerings just by glancing over what's being offered.
神像只是通过瞥视就能够接受我们供奉的东西。
He can eat with his eyes.
他可以通过他的眼睛进食。
Or he can eat with his ears.
甚至可以用耳朵。
Because his body is all transcendental.
因为他的形体是超然的。
He hears the prayers of the pujari making offerings to the deity.
他会听 pujari 在供奉时念诵的祷文。
Here's Srila Prabhupada discussing the same point from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这是Srila Prabhupada 在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面描述的同样的一个要点。
He's explaining this very same principle, so listen carefully.
他讲述的是同样一个原则，大家注意听。
Read.
这棵奉献福之树不属于这物质世界，它长在灵性世界，在那里身体的各个部分彼此没有分别。
In the spiritual world, the form and the senses of the form are not different.
在灵性世界，它感官和感官的形象是没有区别的。
And there's no distinction between one part of the body and the other part of the body.
身体的一个部分和另外一部分是没有分别的。
Now read the next.
就是下一个世界，有时就想，
yeah.
有时就想蜜糖树，就像蜜糖树，无论哪个部分尝起来都是甜的。奉爱 bhakti 之树长满各种枝条，其目的全是为了服务至尊人格守神。
You get the message.
你在读到的其中要讲述的信息了吧？
So read the translation.
主 Krishna 在灵性世界享受与他的奉献者共度的超然逍遥时光，与此同时他仅凭他的愿望便维系着物质世界。
Krishna is in the spiritual world.
Krishna 居住在灵性世界。
He's enjoying transcendental pastimes with his devotees in the spiritual world.
他在灵性世界和他的奉献者享受着超然的活动。
And then there's the material world.
而这里是物质世界。
And it's all maintainedwithout him having to do anything.
他不用做任何事情就可以让物质世界得到维系。
Just by his desiring for it to be maintained, it's maintained.
只是因为他的愿望，他想要这个物质世界维系，他就得以维系。
That's because he has many potencies and his potencies perform that function for him.
因为他有很多能量，是他的这些能量在维系，在从事着这些活动。
He eternally sees and maintains.
他永恒的观望和维系着
both the material and the spiritual realm.
灵性世界和物质世界都是由他维系着。
Here's Krishna and Radharani.
这是 Krishna 和 Radharani.
Looking at the beautiful vista of Vrindavan.
在看着 Vrindavan 的美丽风光。
So Krishna is maintaining both.
Krishna 在维系着两者。
He manifests innumerable universes.
他展示了无数的宇宙。
Both spiritual and mundane.
包括灵性和物质的宇宙。
Within the body of Krishna, Mother Jasoda saw all those universes within him.
也是他妈妈在 Krishna 的嘴里面看到的整个宇宙。
At the same time, they're outside of him.
但同时，这些又是在他之外的。
His transcendental form is full of bliss.
他的超然形体充盈喜乐。
Truth.
真理。
And substantiality.
和实在。
Such is Ananda in the Sanskrit.
梵文是 Satchit Ananda.
And thus is full of the most dazzling splendor.
他流眼着最为炫目的光灿。
Govinda.
Govinda.
Adi.
Govinda.
Adi
Purusha. Tamaham Jaya. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
So there's no time for questions because you have to go have breakfast now. So maybe we'll begin the afternoon session with questions from this morning.
可能呢今天下午我们开始讲课的时候就大家可以提问有关于上午讲的内容大家可以提问
So if you have some questions
大家如果有问题的话
Write them down
可以写下来
Because this mind has a tendency to forget
因为我们的心有遗忘的倾向
It's Kali Yuga
因为这是卡利年代
Prabhupada said if you want to remember something write it down
所以波波说你想记住什么事情的话就写下来吧
So we'll see you this afternoon
所以今天下午见
See the Prabhupada
女人